excuse me for my voice, but I have never, never seen anything like it. On the road again.
Now, if we wanted to hit mailboxes, we could let Ralph drive. We're the best
of friends. Moron, your bus is leaving. Keep turning our way, and our way
is on the road again. Welcome to this Oregon State edition of the On the Road Home podcast. This is Ken Crawford, reporting to you, well, from my living room again. I unfortunately was not able to make it down for the game 2 weeks in a row. Just things didn't quite go the right way at home, and unfortunately I had to skip the game and give you this report from my living room after having watched it on TV. Actually, this report comes after the Oregon-Stanford game, which was halfway through when the Cal game finished. So I finished watching that and then doing the podcast now. Quick recap of the game. Things didn't look that great out the chute when, after Oregon State managed to take the kickoff to midfield, they got into field goal range through mostly through their running attack and kicked a field goal. But really from that point on, and then actually to make things even worse, Cal managed to get about halfway down the field before Maynard underthrew a ball for an interception. But luckily the Cal defense took things into their hands at that point, forcing punt after punt, and the offense got back on track with a nice TD drive, a 91-yarder at that, to go up 7-3. And then after a punt, they had a 9-minute drive to pretty much wrap up the second quarter and score a second touchdown before halftime for a 13-3 halftime score, or what would have been a 13-3 halftime score if it were not for a last-minute field goal by Oregon State for a 13-6 halftime score, the 13 coming from the fact that Tavecchio missed his second extra point. But then it was all Cal in the second half. They started the second half with a nice touchdown drive going all the way down the field. Then did an interception deep in the red zone that prevented Oregon State from scoring. And then got another one of those on a fumble deep in their own in the red zone to prevent Oregon State from scoring again. And then a field goal to wrap up the scoring. Final score, 23-6. The game mostly being won by the Cal defense and the running game of the Cal offense. The turnovers definitely did not help Oregon State's cause, but I think they probably would have won anyway. Some thoughts on the game. The first thing I wrote down was, I feel like the refs were... for some reason, there was definitely a two-for-one special on throwing flags today because they were calling a ridiculously tight game. And in fairness to them, they called it both ways. There were ridiculously tight calls against both teams. But there were two touchdowns that were taken away from the Bears on holding calls that just weren't there. A third touchdown was taken away on a valid holding call. So it wasn't that all of the calls they made were invalid, but they were calling everything extremely tight today. And it was a good thing that it didn't end up affecting the outcome of the game, because that would have been really unfortunate. But really, the key was the dominance of the Cal rushing game, and then their ability to stop the OSU rushing game. OSU only rushed for 32 yards all game, another impressive performance by the Cal rushing defense. And the Cal offense managed to pile up 300 net yards rushing. So Felly taking 180 of that on only 22 carries, and C.J. Anderson 103 yards, another two back kind of to the old proud days of Tedford football, where sometimes we would have two running backs over 100 yards. He got 103 on 15 carries. And then sprinkled in some others there. Maynard didn't actually spend a lot of time throwing the ball. He only had a total of 19 attempts for 128 yards on 13 completions. So he was efficient, had the one interception on an underthrown ball, but for the most part was wise with the ball, threw it away a number of times, seemed to have that composure that he has when he has confidence in his defense, and then he doesn't need to force it and try to get points. And really, this game was won by an offensive line and a running back crew that was steely-eye determined. I haven't seen them rush so hard and push so hard in a long time. It reminds me of the 2008 season, 2006 season, years where they were just monsters with the way they performed up front, the way they won in the trenches, and the way the running backs had a never-say-die kind of attitude. And I think when you have two to three running backs, we saw Bigelow come out once and promptly do a fumble after he was down and get pulled. But I think with the breadth of running we have now, the 1-2 punch of EC and CJ, there's a lot of confidence there to give 100% and know that they can come out for a break when they need to. And the offensive line, again, they too also have some backups with Gates starting to come along, a few others, that really they are willing to give 110% all the time. And it was very evident today. They played a great game up front. And I mean, really, there were two drives that were the key drives, both of them more than 9 minutes, and they ate up the last of the second quarter with a touchdown, and then there was the 9-minute drive that actually netted in a field goal to eat up almost the rest of the fourth quarter to really put things away. I mean, and really, I probably think they could have gone for the touchdown, but they didn't need it. And so after just running the clock down around to about 1 minute, I think it was, it was just an impressive drive. It took what little hope Oregon State had to get back in the game. So just an awesome performance by the offensive line and the running crew. Nice to see the receivers and Maynard at quarterback be efficient and just take enough pressure off the running game or make sure that they reminded the defense that they had to play us evenly, really made things a very efficient offense today. Probably not an offense that's good enough to win bigger and better games, but when the defense is playing lights out against a struggling team like Oregon State, it makes it very easy to play a game like that. But along those lines, actually, although the defense did very good, I don't want to take too much away from them. I did feel like this wasn't their best performance, particularly in the passing game. The rushing defense was very strong, and particularly as Oregon State got further and further behind, it put the pressure on the passing game. But I did feel like there were a few too many open receivers and a few too many times where I was looking at the routes being run and the open lanes they were running in and thinking that the secondary wasn't playing their best game. But it was definitely far more than enough to win the game. The one thing to remember, though, is there were those two turnovers, and if they score on both of those, it's a lot tighter game, obviously. Those were deep in the red zone, Oregon State looking at an opportunity to score touchdowns. But I think in some ways that was a credit to the defense because they weren't making it easy in the red zone, and Oregon State wasn't getting into the end zone. Just before the fumble, the Bears had stood up Mannion on an attempted quarterback sneak from just outside, from inside the 1 yard line, and he didn't get the touchdown. If they hadn't done that, on the next play there wouldn't have been the fumble. So the defense really made it hard on Oregon State in the red zone, and those turnovers happened because the Bears were making it hard on them, even though both of them really were a little bit lucky. The interception, the ball bounced in a really crazy way, probably off the OSU helmet to another receiver. And then the fumble was not anything of Cal's doing. It was a botched handoff behind the line. But again, by not making it easy, they forced Oregon State into some difficult situations where they eventually turned the ball over. So, I mean, in some ways, you just can't be too critical. And this is another game where the Bears have held their opponent under 10 points. We've had a lot of those lately. Should give us a lot of confidence about this team. Some other more minor points. It was nice to see the Bears not get fooled by the fake punt attempt by Oregon State. They were all over it. Something that I've seen a few too many successful fake punts this season. It was nice to see some improvement there. The extra points are continue to be baffling. I just don't get it. I mean, Tavecchio continues to be great on field goals. He's had one true miss all season and two that were blocked. But, you know, about half of these six missed extra points were bad kicks and about half were blocked. So, very just surprising to see him struggling so much with the extra points. So, but luckily, you know, it hasn't been an issue to affect the outcome of the game. Another thing that was nice to see from the receiving game was how much it was spread around. Seven different receivers caught a ball, and I think that is really important to keep defenses on their heels. It can't just be about Maynard to Allen and calling that it and calling that a receiving game. There really does need to be diversity, and I was glad to see Maynard mixing it up, throwing it to different receivers. A lot of that was designed, but very good to see that kind of diversity. And I think that sort of thing, going to this run-heavy style that we have been, that's been very successful, the key to the passing game is diversity. Don't let them have only one or two things they've got to cover. They've got to cover the whole passing game. And so giving the ball around to seven different receivers really forces the defense to play much more upfront and honest football. But really, I keep going back to the running game. I mean, those drives, the touchdowns that were called back. I mean, in some ways, the running game was even more dominant than it looked like because of how much the refs were calling penalties. And to see particularly there was that sequence where, there were basically a series of touchdowns called back on penalties, one of them valid, one of them not so valid, and then to see the Bears continue to go back to the rushing game and still get the first down, even though it was, second and 22, just showed how hard they were pushing, how hard they were trying. Admittedly, Oregon State is not the best against the run, but very good to see the team pushing that hard and running that hard, and it really was what won the game today. They really controlled the game, kept the ball away from, admittedly not too threatening of an offense, but made it so it was very easy for the Bears to win and allow their defense lots of time to rest and come up with a very strong performance. So let's look forward. We now face Stanford at 7:15 in Stanford Stadium next Saturday because they lost to Oregon today. And actually lost going away, that it got worse and worse as the game went on. Obviously, straight up, this looks like a mismatch, something that the Bears shouldn't be able to win, and I think that's probably still the case. But I think you have to look at a few things. Stanford starts with the running game. Luck, obviously, is a great quarterback, but they really depend on controlling the line of scrimmage. And really, they do that on both sides of the ball. That's what they're all about. And the way that the Cal lines are playing these days, the amount they're doing to control the line of scrimmage, they at least have a shot at neutralizing what is normally Stanford's advantage. Oregon did that today to Stanford as well. They neutralized that advantage and forced Luck to try to beat him through the air. And frankly, he didn't look too good today. He looked rattled. He looked inconsistent. He looked kind of like he did last week against Oregon State. The Luck I've seen the last couple weeks has not impressed me. And I think if he has another performance like that against the Bears have at least a shot at the upset. You have to look at what their emotional state is going to be next week. It's very easy to get up every Saturday to play great football when you're continue to be on track for a Pac-10 championship and a national title shot. And that, you know, playing hard and beating every opponent is critical to staying on track for that. Well, they just fell completely off the track. They have a shot at neither anymore. And yes, they still have a shot at playing at a BCS bowl game with one loss, although even they could be denied even that based on how things go. You have to think that they're going to have a lot harder time getting up for next week. They probably don't have a ton of respect for the Bears at this point, particularly after last year's beatdown. It'll be harder for them to remember, you know, the games in the past. And they'll have a lot of regrets. And if you saw how Stanford played the end of the game, things just got worse and worse, and they were making mental mistakes, and it got further out of hand, and really hurt them in the end. I mean, that was a pretty terrifying set of turnovers and mistakes in the last few minutes of that game. So, I don't know. I think, you know, the Bears are going to have to come out and play one of their best performances of the year. They're going to have to win in the trenches. They're going to have to pass the ball very well. Maynard is going to have to not to put too much pressure on himself. He can't let what happened against Oregon and USC happen again, where he tries to rise too much to the occasion and ends up forcing things and making mistakes. But perhaps the last few weeks of not doing that will, you know, with the exception of the UCLA game, of course, will it finally sunk into him, and he'll play the game how he should. Cal's going to bring a lot of fans to Stanford Stadium, as we always do. I think that always hurts Stanford. I think it hurt them today. You know, the crowd was not 100% Stanford. There was a lot of Oregon fans there and a lot of cheering when Oregon did well, and I think that definitely hurt Stanford, just like Cal bringing a lot of fans 2 years ago hurt Stanford. So we have a shot. I think the late game adds another variable factor. It's a long day to be sitting around waiting for the big game when the game is at 7 o'clock at night. I don't know that it's ever been at 7 o'clock at night. I sure can't remember a time that it's been that late. So, yeah, just going to be very interesting. I have my hopes up probably a little bit too much. I think it'll take a better performance than the Bears had today against Oregon State. It'll take a very good performance. I think the defensive performance was close with a little bit better coverage in the secondary. And I think the offensive performance, you're going to need to supplement with a little bit better of a passing game than we had and keep the power running game that we had today. But there's a shot there, I'm definitely going in with a lot more hope than I had maybe a couple weeks ago. I think I started to have a glimmer in my eye after the WSU game. Which brings up a very important point. The team is going to start playing loose now, I think. Bowl eligibility, that was the beginning goal for this team this year. Get back to bowl eligibility, and they did it today. They took care of business. It would have been really nice to be 7-5 right now. It would have been really nice that UCLA team that decided they were going to be good for a couple of weeks and then fall on their ass against Utah. If we could have won that game and not gotten them on that little two-game streak. But the you know, we just caught them at a bad time, and the Bears played a horrible game, and it would be really nice to have 7 wins right now, but 6 is what we needed to go to a bowl game, and, you know, it's going to be a lower tier bowl game against somebody that I think we have a reasonable shot at beating, and now we've got 2 opportunities, and I think that's the way it has to be sold to the team. we came what we needed to do, and now is an opportunity to do something a little special, to come away with a big game win, to get the axe back, to really put a dent, have a signature win to go in the season as opposed to just winning the ones that we were supposed to. And then we got two shots at it. Both games are against teams on the road that we're not expected to beat, and either one of them would be a signature win for the program for the season. And Stanford is going to be, you know, not really up for the game, as I talked before. And then ASU, you know, they're going to be in the heat of the battle for the conference champ, the Southern Division Championship. But they're a team that's a little bit waffling right now. They're playing right now, actually, and just barely holding on to a slim lead over Washington State. So I think it's a team that we could beat as well. And imagine if the team finished this season 8-4 and won those last two. That would just be a wonderful end to the season and then going into a bowl game. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but the team hopefully can play loose now, play like these two games are opportunities. And as long as they play hard and give their heart, nobody's going to be horribly disappointed if they lose them. So great to see the team get to bowl eligibility, to meet that minimum goal, and now a wonderful opportunity in front of the team to do something more. And really only one game so far, looking backwards, that you'd really like to have back, saying that, you know, we could, that really is a disappointing game, looking at how the rest of the conference is playing out. So I think that's going to wrap it up for this edition of the podcast. Thanks always, as always, for listening. I'm sure Jason and I will do our midweek podcast. And go Bears! On the road again.